Congress is seriously considering expanding the child tax credit. During the pandemic, from July to December of 2021, there was an expanded CTC that provided up to $3,600 per child. Some researchers say that the expanded CTC cut child poverty in half and improved the mental health of parents as well. Rita Hamad is an associate professor at Harvard University's School of Public Health. She spoke with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg about what's been done with the CTC in the past and what's being proposed now.
Yeah, so Congress looks like is seriously considering expanding the child tax credit again. The proposal that's currently being seriously considered is not as generous as it was in 2021 when they expanded it during the pandemic. At that time, they increased it up to $3,600 per child. And they also distributed it not just as an annual tax refund, but they also distributed half of it as monthly payments in the last 6 months of 2021. What they're proposing to do this time is different in a couple of important ways. They are looking to increase the payment size to some families, specifically those that are sort of in the mostly in the range of $10,000 to $40,000 a year. Unlike the previous expansion, though, they're not going to provide any benefits to people who make zero or very little income. And then they're also not going to distribute it in that monthly way like they did last time. It'll still just be, you know, people get it when they file their taxes in the spring. So the 2021 child tax credit expansion was estimated to lift about 3 million kids out of poverty. This new expansion, they're estimating that it'll probably lift about 400,000 kids out of poverty, which is obviously not nothing. That's fantastic. You know, almost 500,000 children no longer living in poverty. But at the same time, it's leaving out a lot of really vulnerable children whose parents aren't able to work, who have very little other resources, people who don't work usually aren't eligible for a lot of the other safety net programs in our country. So not as generous as it could be.
Why is that? Is that because there was a serious Republican pushback on it, or is there some other reason?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a combination of reasons. One is, I imagine, the budget is that it would be much more expensive to provide as much of a benefit as was done during the pandemic. I think the pandemic was a very unique situation when a lot of people recognized that there was a lot of problems with the labor market. A lot of people weren't able to work even though they wanted to. And so there was maybe a little bit more push to be more generous. And now people are maybe looking at the budget a little bit more. I think one criticism of that is that, you know, a lot of the estimates of the benefits of these programs don't consider like long-term health benefits for kids who get income support while they're children, whose parents are then able to like provide more resources, provide safer housing, more nutrition. And so a lot of the estimates of benefits don't look out beyond 10 years. And so they're really limited in that way. And then the other reason is that there has been some concern that if you give the poorest families money, or really any family's money without really strings attached, that then they'll decide that they don't want to work anymore. And so there's concerns that people then aren't going to, you know, participate in the labor force and sort of help lift themselves up by their bootstraps.
Very difficult to do if you think about it.
Yes. Yes. Especially for people who can't afford shoes, you know. Yes. But at the same time, there have been a few studies of the 2021 child tax credit expansion that have tried to examine whether there were, you know, there was a huge decrease in employment when you suddenly give people money. And that's not what studies have found. They found really little, if any, decline in employment. And I mean, if you think about it, if you give people, you know, what amounts to like $300 a month, that barely covers like being able to, you know, maybe feed your kid a small part of your rent or mortgage payment. And then, you know, what we have found is that people use that money to cover their essential expenses, to pay for childcare, things like that, housing, food. And so I think the concerns about employment, while in theory might be true, they didn't really pan out. And I mean, that's, again, during the pandemic, people had very good reason to want to take that money and stay home instead of work and be exposed to COVID. And that didn't happen. So I think, you know, hopefully as more of these kinds of studies come out that show, you know, the potential health benefits, like our previous research did, or that show that, you know, there wasn't that big of an effect on employment, if any, I think hopefully, you know, more legislators will come around to the, you know, the potential benefits of this policy.
And could you talk about the mental health benefits, particularly for parents?
Yeah, so that was the study that my team did at the Social Policies for Health Equity Research Center. And we used national data. We looked at mental health among parents before and after the child tax credit was
How do you
expanded in
really
20.
measure that, though?
Yeah, so we use data from the census, the Household Pulse Survey. And the Household Pulse Survey includes a couple of measures of mental health. They look at depressive symptoms and anxiety symptoms. So we examine both of those. So it's, they ask literally hundreds of thousands of people across the country every few weeks or every month about their mental health. And so we were able to look at the mental health patterns among parents before and after the major child tax credit expansion in 2021. And we sort of had a control group of people without kids because, maybe mental health was changing for other reasons unrelated to the child tax credit expansion. And we did find that among parents, there was a significant decrease in both anxiety and depressive symptoms, on the order of 10% as a result of these payments. And so it was really, not insubstantial. And we found that the lowest income parents benefited the most. They were the ones who got the largest benefit, and many of them were newly eligible because there was no income cutoff as there had been in the past. And so that, again, really speaks to the potential of this policy to improve mental health for parents. And then that just improves the environments in which children grow up in. And so it could potentially have longer term benefits that our team and others are trying to examine.
So, looking to the future, do you see this tax credit continuing in 2025, 2026, etc.?
The proposal that's on the table now actually has not been passed. The House has passed it, and the Senate still has not decided whether to vote on it. So it's still up in the air as to whether the federal child tax credit will be expanded. What is definitely happening is that a lot of states are deciding that this is something they want to invest in. So a lot of states have their own child tax credits. It's 14 states at this point, and actually 10 of them were just started or expanded in 2023. So this is a very active arena for policymaking.
That's not in addition to what the federal government might do, right? Well, it
It is in addition. Yeah. So
okay.
separately from the federal child tax credit, a lot of states have their own sort of income tax filing. Not all states, but some of them do. And yeah, 14 of those states provide their own child tax credit on top of the federal child tax credit. And this is really a range of states. So it's like Idaho, Utah, New Mexico, as well as, more left-leaning states like California and Massachusetts. So I think there is a lot of bipartisan agreement, at least at the state level, that this is really an important way to invest in kids. A lot of those state child tax credits are just for working parents, but there's also states like here in Massachusetts or in California where it's more universal. So even people without income can get it, recognizing that those kids also need help, even if their parents aren't working for whatever reason. So yeah, so even if the federal government doesn't end up passing this proposal, there's still a chance that a lot of Americans might start benefiting from this kind of income support for kids.
That's Harvard University Associate Professor Rita Hamad speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on March 7th, 2024.